You're listening to the Role Playing Exchange. Tonight's game is The Sprawl, and I'm your GM, Joe. We should introduce the characters and their deal in player alphabetical order.
This is Adam, and I will be reprising the role of Banshee. She is of the Driver playset, and it's been a while since our last game, but I know that our last mission was a success, but we've kind of burnt some bridges, so I'm sure that's not going to be an issue going forward.
Not at all. And next on the list, hi, I'm Brownie, back playing Watch, the technical character who may have burned some of those bridges with some, I don't know, grenades.
I believe that leaves it up to me. Hey, it's Chris, and I'm playing the group's reporter and possibly the worst person in the fucking show.
And this is Jeremy. I'll be reprising my role as Julian Black, the fixer. Things went super sideways last time, but I'm looking forward to seeing what problems come out of it and how we try and get ourselves out of it.
All right, with that, I think it's time to recount the prior situation. The players previously pulled a job at the behest of, they believe, an AI and installed some hardware onto the servers of Cygen, the social media company, Social Media Corp. And but in the process of doing so, they fired a few shots off at neighboring corporate headquarters for Nanolink, and it was done on purpose to distract the security from Cygen, as things were getting a little heated for the players. But this has resulted in the renewal of turning a cold corporate war into a hot corporate war between Cygen and Nanolink. The war is occurring, instead of elsewhere in the globe, right here.
And if I remember correctly, Julian and Craig both got ID'd.
Yeah.
Yes, they absolutely did. And Elena. So Cygen at least knows for sure who you guys are. And probably suspects pretty deeply that you had something to do with this.
I don't know what you're talking about. We didn't do nothing. We were undercover boss.
We were. I'm still pissed that the shoot didn't go through.
Well, unfortunately, I doubt that would ever be making the air unless you want to greatly endanger your life. Well, more than already. So, with that in mind, you have a few options. You could start your own job, which will be getting your whatever cred you've got left out of the country and then setting up flights for yourself so you could flee to whatever non-extraditing country you want to go to. You just cash out. That would be fine. If you cash out, the game is over. If you succeed in that job. Alternately, you can continue to take jobs and maybe do that shit on the side, or you could just continue to take jobs and ignore the oncoming doom. Your choice.
Out of character, I am of the opinion that Craig would just take on jobs and just ignore the oncoming doom.
I am not surprised that that is Craig's plan.
Also, I think it would be really, really funny if we all cashed out this session without telling David.
That would be awful. That would be terrible to do.
It would be so fucking funny, though.
Just rolling, hey guys, where'd everybody go?
I mean, unless you're going to handle Elena's cash out.
I mean, I've always been on Team Lala, so, I don't know. Can't stop, won't stop.
I feel like we still have plenty of wiggle room to play both sides against the middle, so, I mean, say we ride it until the wheels fall off.
You know what pays mercenaries and contractors?
Corporate war. Yeah, corporate war.
And I feel like we could make or take some of the heat off of Cygen for us, because we still got a hard drive full of Nanolink egos.
That would absolutely pacify Cygen to an enormous degree.
So option B sounds like the one that's going to narratively keep us going a little bit longer so we can get all hands on deck.
That makes sense to me.
Everybody in agreement with option B?
Sure.
Team Lala.
All right. So There are 3 jobs on offer. That's how hot the war is. One is obviously from Nanolink. One's from PsyGen. And one is a local job from Craig's good friend, who hasn't made an appearance yet, but is going to now, the Chameleon.
As a reminder, for those of y'all who were not in Season 1, the Chameleon is a politician who uses identity-shifting clothing and, what's the word, plastic surgery to look as ethnically ambiguous as possible.
Yes. He also takes very neutral positions on everything.
He's also corrupt as shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, very clearly. Super corrupt, ultra corrupt.
We've ruined his son's life multiple times.
That's also true.
We can, all right, what would be the best way for us to figure out which one of these jobs would be the either easiest, safest, or best paying? I think I'm playing red markets all of a sudden.
We can just take all 3. That sounds like a good job, right?
Oh my God. Not with that baby.
It's going to have some stuff, some issues.
It sounds like a tomorrow problem.
I mean, it's a problem for tomorrow characters, that's for sure.
All right, so if we want to... I have a docket on the Chameleon already. So if we want to go in guns blazing, as it were, with like a full advantage, I can just drop that for whoever wants to talk to him. I presume that's you, Julian.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't he kind of hate you, though?
So does every fucking corporation in the goddamn city. And yeah. I still know a shit ton about them.
Hey, Nanolink doesn't know who we are. PsyGen sure as shit does. And the Chameleon sure as shit does.
They know who we are. They all knew who I am. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a way of figuring out what the jobs are before we pick, that'd be great, but...
Well, yeah, that would be hit the street.
Alrighty.
Alright. Research.
So, I'm going to... Depending on how this turns out, this may bump up the whichever legwork track for the job you pick. It'll bump that up if you have to take any further action for hitting the street.
Whoever's best row hitting the street first will kind of let that be the...
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's probably me.
Yeah, I don't hit the street. The street hits me.
All right. Well, it's a pass. It's an 8.
It's going to cost you extra. It's going to take some time to put together. It's going to attract unwanted attention, complications, or consequences. Or your contact needs you to help them out with something.
Ooh.
Choose 2.
That last one's thematically appropriate with Craig.
Sure is.
Let me check something real quick. I choose 1 because I'm hard to find.
Ah, cool.
Let's do the cost you extra. I'll pay it.
All right. So which contact are you going to kind of get the inside scoop on these jobs?
I haven't been to Helen for a while. I could use some pie.
All right. You sit down. Today's pie is... It's a regular pumpkin.
Oh, it must be towards October now.
Helen comes up, gives you a slice of pie and a coffee, and says, hey, Julian, what can I do for you?
Hey, Helen. I heard that there was a few jobs going around. Heard about a bit of a corporate war. I heard the Chameleon was back around in town. Plus, I heard Nanolink and PsyGen were both in market for some work to be done. You heard anything?
I heard some stuff. Yeah, the corporate war's been heating up. I can do it for you, but... Listen, Julian, it's getting pretty bad, and I'm thinking of selling the franchise. So any donations to the Helen Sells, the Waffle House Fund would be greatly appreciated.
I mean, I don't necessarily want to see you sell the Waffle House. This is kind of our meeting spot. This is kind of the place that we love to go, and we absolutely love having you around. I definitely understand, but I don't think anybody's ever going to come in here rolling in deep trying to bother you. I mean, you got too many friends. There's no reason for you to leave.
Well, stupid people do stupid things, and stupid people seem to be proliferating lately.
That's true, but stupid people end up in pine boxes, too, so...
There's enough neo-pine boxes going around for all of us. Don't worry, I'm going to be, I got a good young up-and-comer who's willing to take the risk on. She'll fill my slot, and she'll still have the good pie and good information, but, you know. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to charge you two for this one, Julian.
Oh, you're worth it, totally. I would have paid you two regardless, but if it's to help keep you safe, we'll definitely throw you in too.
So, here's what I learned. The chameleon's job seems to be vaguely related to his actual duties as city council person. So, he's made a big stink about protecting the neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what he's protecting it against, that I haven't heard. And it's going to be, it could be the, you know, fighting corporations off. It could be a rising gang violence. It could be a lot of things. I know he's got his own money involved, so he's taking it real seriously. But that's going to be a middling job. Like, he's on the take, but you know politicians are cheap.
Mm-hmm.
The Sci-Gen job... Listen, Julian, I really got to tell you, this would be a mistake for you guys to take. They got... You're on their list.
Yeah, I've heard.
But it does pay really well. It's out of city, so you're going to be... I mean, I heard it's on the East Coast, and it's going to be some heavy-duty wet work. But it pays really well. The Nanolink job is definitely going to be local, for sure. It's not going to pay quite as well, probably about what the chameleon's job will pay, give or take. There's going to be more room for negotiation there, I'm sure. What I'm hearing is it's a negotiation position. They want you to, it's going to be a protection job while they start looking for allies. I think Nanolink kind of got caught with its pants down this time.
Oh, you don't say.
Well, you know, they did have that ego theft, you know, a couple weeks ago, and Sci-Gen was always a suspect for that, and now they're feeling pretty vulnerable.
I'd imagine so. I heard somebody opened up fire on them.
I mean, that's what started this whole thing. But that's what I know. First job's going to be local, pay middling. It's going to be for the chameleon and something about community defense, ostensibly. Sci-Gen's job is out of country or out of state, and it's wet work. So, that, you know, either terrorist activities or an assassination. And the Nanolink job is escort duty, basically.
All right, well, you keep the home fires burning. If you decide you want to sell the franchise, you let me know, and, you know, maybe we can work out a deal, because I definitely don't want to see this place go.
If you want to buy in, I'd be happy to have you buy in.
Oh, we'll look into that. I definitely don't want to see this place go. I definitely don't want to see you go, but if you got an understudy coming up, then that might be... That might
be
okay.
She's real good. She's real good.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself. If you guys need anything, please let us know. You're our base, so you know you're the staple of Los Ligeros.
Trust me. If I need something, I will definitely let you know.
All right. And then I eat my pie and drink my coffee and mull upon our things. And then I tell all this through our comms.
All right, so I'm going to take the lead from here, and I have a nose for a story, so I'm going to do everything I can to gather as much evidence as I can and figure out what the fuck's going on. Bam! So that is a partial success.
Right.
So I get, I'm going to hold one head, forward.
One forward, right.
So I'm actually going to spend that edge right now, or that hold right now, to find out what links nano link to all this stuff. Like,
to all the jobs?
I'm trying to like narrow down what they want. Like, we know it's local. We know it's
Okay.
But we don't know anything else.
All right, so Weber Bakliagupi, as I'm sure I mispronounced it a different way this time, is sort of standoffish or not involved in the war. You've heard on and off that they've been doing some more than is usual ethical experimentation. Nanolink, you know, is the premier cyberware producer. And it would not be impossible for Nanolink to start looking at utilizing some cloning facilities, especially since you know they have a vast storehouse of, you know, cyber brains to draw on to dump into these clones if they need to. And if they're getting housed by Cygen, which seems to be the case, and a surprise to everybody, that might be what they're looking for. That is, you know, when you start trolling the forums and checking the conspiracies.
I'm literally not even doing any of that. I am just going through my servers, like all of the information that I gathered up over the years.
That is your best guess.
All right.
And you'd say it's a pretty solid guess.
All right, I can't be 100% certain on this sort of situation, but I think we got super soldiers. We're dealing with a super soldier situation here.
All right, Banshee, watch. What do you guys think? Because right now I'm thinking either, you know, obviously not Cygen.
Yeah, we should probably avoid Cygen.
Yeah.
Hey, Chameleon.
I say, if Helen's telling me not to do something, I'm basically going to take her word for it. So that's one for Chameleon, because it sounds like, it, at the very least, even if it's community outreach, we can maybe do something good for the community and get people out of the line of fire.
It's never fucking community outreach when it comes to the Chameleon.
True, but it's not super soldiers either.
Like, no matter what happens, like, something's going to go bad here. And I'm personally voting against the Chameleon. I don't trust that man.
Well, if it's Discount RoboCop or someone from Craig's past and Craig doesn't want us to take the job, I'll go with the Chameleon as well.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is coming from me. He's a snake. I know he's called the Chameleon, but he's a snake.
But at least it's the devil we know. And from the sounds of it, you got dirt on him already. So I guess it's Chameleon.
All right. I've been outvoted. Whatever.
All right, so the Chameleon will meet you in person at your place of choice.
Helen's.
Helen's it is.
It's always Helen's.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be at Helen's?
Obviously, I will be.
I'll be repairing the jukebox.
Cool.
I will be there in disguise.
Big mustache, big hat.
Just no, like full up. Have y'all seen the TV show You?
No.
Okay, so the show's about a serial killer who's just like a very handsome man, and his entire concept of going into disguise is just putting on a fucking baseball cap.
Does he even like tuck it down and look out from under it, or is it just a baseball cap?
It's just a baseball cap, but because, great, like, no one really, really expects him to be anywhere, it works.
See, my thought of your camouflage was a little bit more outlandish. You know, we're sitting there talking, and halfway through the meat, the huge pile of eggs on the table opens up its eyes and starts talking.
Hey, Chameleon! It's like, oh, God damn it!
Jesus Christ! What is that thing? Greg.
Right as soon as he agrees to work with us.
Ambush interview.
Little wire comes out with a microphone. Can I get your thoughts?
Only Craig would do this.
I'm also going to go, since I think I'm the next one who's mildly combat competent, maybe? I don't know. I mean, I think I got some points.
Somebody has to kidnap his kid when he shows up.
Again?
I can't kidnap, right, but I can't strap grenades to things.
That works. Hey,
that's fine. You can help with the kidnapping if the grenades are gas grenades.
Sure, I can do that.
All right, so he shows up, and boy, say what you want about the guy, but he's got a lot of charisma. It feels like the room just lit up. He's got, like, an almost certainly genuine smile. If you didn't know who he was, you'd think it was a genuine smile, and he's glad to be here.
Julian, hey. Exactly. Julian Black, JB, what do you want me to call you?
That's Mr. Black's fine.
Mr. Black. Oh, boy, that was a reference. Oh, shit, what was this dude's name? Fuck. He's not going to call himself the chameleon.
Hi, I'm the chameleon.
Where are these notes?
Have you met our associate, Garrick?
Oh, no.
Madison Turner.
Okay, thank you.
His son is Jake.
Madison Turner.
Don't tell him about what we've done to Jake.
Yeah. He genuinely loves his son. It's one of the few redeeming features about this guy. Mr. Black, it's great to actually meet you in person. I've heard a lot of great things about you and what you've done for the community. And of course, I always appreciate your donations.
That's fine. What do you need? We're kind of on the meter's running, buddy. We gotta get this started.
Well, frankly, as you're no doubt aware, this city is facing an unprecedented crisis. Two of our magnificent resident corporations have decided that they must sort out their mutual difficulties through the unfortunate means of violence. And this puts our community and its members at risk. I, as city council person for the Melting Pot, as it is often called, but actually it is City District 3, want to take steps to protect our community from this ongoing and likely escalating spate of violence. That's where you come in. What I need is someone to trust who can be deployed as a rapid response team should any violence break out. I also want to tell you that the violence is not just between the two corporations, but several gangs that are... Police force has been unable to suppress successfully have taken this as an open opportunity to increase the scope of their actions. They will also need to be dealt with.
So he wants to make us freelance police. Like Sam and Max shit.
Yeah. You will, of course, be paid for all of your time and trouble. Ammunition will be comped. And I will have you deputized.
So what does deputization actually get us?
Well, you will have full law enforcement capabilities as determined by the Constitution of the State of Seattle and the City Charter for Los Ligeros.
Oh, so we'll be able to legally murder anyone who's of a certain skin color.
Is this in character?
Yes, actually. Okay. I just pop in.
Oh, Mr. Sirota, join us, won't you? This will make excellent copy.
Madison, I always appreciate talking to you.
Yes, I'm sure.
How's your son doing, by the way?
Jake is looking forward to college.
Really? I heard he was on probation.
I didn't say it was the same college.
Oh, that's just a shame. Hey, so what's it like not having a soul?
I mean, I'm sure you could answer that question as well as I could.
Oh, no, I believe in things. All right, I'm sorry, Mr. Black. Please, continue.
Oh, you're fine. I'm sure that all this is pertinent, but, you know, if you guys could put your dicks back in your pants, it'd be fine. We got a job to take.
So you're going to take the job?
I mean, we're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel free to deputize me, Captain.
Oh, you're in the crew, Craig. I thought you were just kind of scuttling around, I should say. Like a little cockroach. Antennas up, waiting for anything.
Say what you say about Mr. Sirota there. He is kind of a pain in the ass, but he is very good at what he does. So that's why we keep him around. Apparently, he's got you guys have some history, but we'll not let that get in the way of you paying us for a job well done.
Well, good. I'm glad to see Craig has more capitalist impulses than I originally thought. Regardless, ask your questions. So for getting the job, you get to choose three from the below list. He provides useful information, useful assets. It pays well. Doesn't attract attention, or he's identifiable. You don't get that one. You already know who he is.
We're going to do pays well.
I would also say we should probably get useful information, because this sounds like it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah. We're going to do doesn't attract attention, and then also useful information, unless anybody else has anything else to say.
We're just like, nah, it doesn't fucking pay well. Whatever.
No, I said it does pay well.
I know, I was joking.
No, that was. I have the feeling money's going to come in short order, so anytime we have a chance to do pays well, we're taking it.
Yeah. This campaign is on, like, a fucking time limit at this point, so...
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah, it will pay well. You are surprised at the amount of money he's offering you, and he makes it extremely clear that it is coming out of his pocket.
Oh, so this is what happened to Jake's, his fund.
He has plenty of money to go to school.
Yeah, but I know that there's been a huge reduction from his trust fund. It's in public record. You know this, right, Madison? You're a politician. You should understand that all of your records are noted.
I am aware of that, but unfortunately, sometimes, a person has to stand up for their constituents.
Mm-hmm. Rick, you want to come outside with me for a second, you know, so you don't fuck this up for us? Mm.
No, it's fine. He's not going to fuck this job up. You guys are hired. You have a good reputation.
Out of character, but, one of my motivations is literally ruining this guy's life. So.
Yeah, I know. You can think what you want, Sirota, but I'm doing this for the neighborhood. Right, these are my people. They keep me in a job, and they can't keep me in a job if they're all dead.
So, what gangs are starting to kind of encroach on everybody's territory? Like, is it?
Jesus, all of them.
All of
everyone.
Is there any potential of taking some friendly ones that we have and deputizing a few of them so we can have some more reach?
Oddly enough, the Juggalos are pretty positive.
And also yeah, Mega Mullet.
Well. So the Screaming Eagles are one of the gangs that are taking over more and more territory in the Melting Pot. Also in the fight are, of course, the Golden Phoenix. Now, Golden Phoenix you only dealt with one time. They were the people who tried to assist in the theft of Helen's pie recipes.
Those motherfuckers.
And they are a cyber gang with unknown funders. And, of course, the Screaming Eagles are who they are.
Hey, you have, like, a connect with the Screaming Eagles, right?
We got all kinds of... We just did a death race for the Screaming Eagles.
All right, cool. Sweet. All right, that makes this slightly less awful. So I'll do my research into the Golden Eagles, the Golden Phoenix, then.
My thing is, what I'm thinking is, instead of trying to meet them head on, maybe if we could somehow do a parlay between all of them, between both of them, if we could do some type of parlay so we could not keep, getting people in the crossfire, because they all live in the same neighborhood and there's also civilians that live there. Watch Banshee, what do you guys think?
If we could solve it without violence, that'd be pretty good.
We've been trying to basically do a Robin Hood type deal as of recent. And not put people in front of bullets, so I'm definitely for not putting more people in front of bullets.
I turn around from the jukebox and say, yeah, nonviolent is good. I'm kind of low on grenades.
Ah, the gang's all here. Where's your assassin lady?
Don't worry about it.
Do you really want the answer to that?
Yeah, don't worry about
it. Maybe I don't. That's a good point, Craig. Finally, a great point from you.
All right, Mr. Turner. I'm assuming you just want us to have some peace or make some peace between the gangs one way or the other.
Well, and keep Nanolink and Cygen from killing each other on those streets, and respond if they start any of their fights there.
It might be more beneficial for us to get the gangs to work against those two.
Now, what I can tell you is I cannot provide them with any official sanction. What I can do is I have obtained several pardons from the governor of the great state of Seattle. And I can deposit those on certain leaders of certain parties. And you can use that as leverage. That is a freebie.
I think that's something we can work with. I'm sure a lot of them probably have warrants out that need to go away. All right. Well, I say we get the show on the road, unless he's going to give us some more information on what's going on. We already know the gangs. We know what he wants. We know that we got some leverage going on with some pardons. Is that the intel, or are we getting some extra intel out of him?
No, the intel is a variable. You can use it later, and it will be something he's told you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, intel is a form of...
basically a form of currency?
Yeah, it's currency. Like, that's what I use. Like, intel is my main form.
Okay. All right, fellas and lady. I believe we got our marching orders. Let's get this show on the road. I'll have you on speed dial whenever we get the part, if the pardons need to come in, and we'll see you hopefully with some good news.
I hope so, too. Good luck, gentlemen. I'm counting on you. The community is counting on you.
Yeah. We know. I'm a politician, not by trade, so I know how it goes.
All right, he just nods and gets up and leaves.
All right, Banshee, you and I should probably go deal with Juggalos. We have some experience there, you know?
I didn't realize they were called in on this.
You're going to call them in, I think is the plan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, they're security. We are deputizing the Juggalos.
I think we kind of need some type of neutral party as a, basically like an envoy. So, you know, we can go talk to, you know, we know Mecha Mullet. We don't really know the Golden Phoenixes, so we need somebody to go out and talk to them. All right, Watch, Banshee, you guys got any ideas? Because that's the only place that I can think of to start.
We maybe look and see what areas they've actually encroached on.
Mm-hmm.
Beforehand, I mean, have it's like a little bit of a battlefield schematic, knowing what we're talking about, and you know, how's that affecting the people themselves, kind of thing.
It's kind of hard to tell because we live in the melting pot, which in and of itself feels like a battleground.
It is generally pretty violent. I guess I could draw a map.
At this point, it kind of reminds me of, like, we're trying to get the Bloods and the Crips to decide to work together against the corporation to keep everybody safe.
If I draw a map, I can fill in one side with the American flag.
Fuck yeah. Damn.
Listen, if 80s movies have taught me anything, guys, dance off.
I like this plan.
If American History X has taught me anything...
Dance off.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I say it jokingly, but I do kind of would love to see what would happen. Of course, David would be like, I don't know if he would forgive us if we did something as awesome as a dance-off.
We can't do a dance-off without David.
I agree. All right.
Hey, Banshee.
That would be more cruel than leaving the country without him.
Everybody's dancing to Footloose. She's like, what's going on, guys?
Mm-hmm. All right, Banshee, you and me, we've got a preview experience. Let's go talk to the Juggalos.
All right.
All right, Watch, you're with me going to talk to Mecha Mullet.
Yep.
All right, hey.
So, you're talking to, like, one of the main factions. We're, like, trying to recruit a third faction.
Do you want me to switch up and do the third faction, or?
No, I think this actually makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
We both have previous experience with the Juggalos.
Okay. And the big thing we need the Juggalos to do is to basically act as our emissaries to get them to parlay.
Yeah, more or less. What I'm thinking is that they are going to act as neutral parties.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, who wants to go first?
I will if no one else will.
Go for it.
It'll set the tone, see how it goes.
All right, so, get in charge. You talk to one of the Juggalo assassins, Void Clown.
I'm talking to Mecha Mullet.
I apologize. Mr. Black! Glad to see you back here.
Yeah, it was a heck of a dust-up last time we all got together. It was a pretty good time, but I'm real sad
that it
got...
It was a hell of a time! Listen, were you... That race was nuts! Oh, so good. I was in it. I mean, I was in the backseat of a different car. And then Sygen opened up, and now there's a whole corporate war! And you understand how much of the city is open to us now? They used to patrol together. They used to be buddies! Now... Wide open. It's like the Wild West out here.
That's true, but don't you think it'd be kind of nice if, you know, we all presented a united front and went up against the corporation to keep them from trying to take back what we claim as ours?
What, are you nuts? No! Why would I do that? I'm trying to expand my influence, baby! Screaming Eagles! You know, we're the start of the Second American Revolution right here.
Hey, but, you know, you can't really do a revolution without people. And if you're constantly killing each other, you're going to have less people.
Listen here. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Fuck. That's so good.
On a scale of 1 to 1776.
We're at 1774.
But no, we heard that there was a bit of a gang war going on here. And we're looking to try and not get the... You know, the civilians caught in the crossfire, along with, you know, making, you know, the more people.
Well, if
you guys
could just get those whatever yellow birds to flip, then won't be a big deal. We'll take over control of the neighborhood. We'll keep it secure. You know, we can be trusted, and we're not going to be real assholes with people having their music real loud, or too much to drink, or too many drugs, or fighting, or shooting each other in perfectly normal. Conflict resolution actions.
But I've heard that the Golden Phoenixes are better on the cyber side, man. They could really take it to Sygen while you're doing the on-the-ground stuff. I mean, you guys could work both against the middle and come out profitable on the other side. If you guys work together and keep everybody safe, one, the neighborhood's in your debt. You're always going to have somebody to harbor you. You're always going to have somebody to help you out in times of need. Plus, if you start working for either side of the corporation against the other, you can make some pretty good cash. You can knock some heads. The little birds can do their thing and take them down from the inside while you beat them down from the outside. I mean, it's a total win-win.
Julian, I'm hearing what you're saying. And you're making a lot of sense. He shotguns a beer. Throws a can away. Belches.
Doesn't he crush it against his forehead first?
No, he's too busy.
Also, now everything's aluminum, so that's not impressive anymore.
Yeah, he's got a mechanical mullet. Like,
it smashes the whole keg against his forehead.
Yeah, now that would be impressive. But if that's going to be the case, I'm going to need some inside info. Like, I'm going to need you to prove to me that, you know, piss birds over there aren't going to be trying to take over the territory while we're looking away, and I'm going to need a pretty good plan for how we can infiltrate and or assault these corporations.
Well, and that's where we're coming in. We're trying to arrange a little bit of a parlay, kind of get everybody to sit down. We've got some juicy stuff on the table that I'm not going to tell you about now that I think you guys would be interested in.
Look, and I trust you, and I'm willing to sit down. But if there's any shady business, I mean, not... You know what I mean. Any double crossing, shit's gonna hit the fan.
Oh no, you know me. We've rode together. We've bled together. Apparently, a corporate war started around something that we were all involved in. We don't understand what actually happened.
We had something to do with that.
Absolutely not.
We had something to do with that.
I mean, there was a death race going on.
Did the death race cause this war?
I don't know. It probably had something to do with it.
You're just shit talking. Okay.
But we've rode together, we've died, we've bled together, we've killed people together. I mean, come on. We're at this point, we're practically blood brothers. I wouldn't bullshit you. I mean, we're seriously trying to get this little parlay going. We're going to have a third party go out. We're going to get them. We're going to have a nice little sit down. We're going to come to an agreement, and then you guys can both work together against the actual man.
All right. I'll go to the sit down, but you're going to owe me a favor, Julian.
Well, let me roll this fast talk, I'm assuming.
Before you roll the fast talk, can I assist you for a plus one forward?
I would love it if you could.
This entire time, I've been just turning something over and over in my cyber hand while I've been standing there and he's been talking, and I'm going to roll a synth.
Okay.
With a 12. I have been engraving an American flag on a grenade that I'll hand over as a present.
Oh my god.
That's good.
That is a good one.
That's great. Yeah, that's definitely worth that plus one.
All right. So I've got FaceTime. Since we're working together, we're working face to face, I get another plus one on there. So it's a plus two. Okay. That's a 14.
Jesus.
You know, when the negotiation hands off, I'm going to be rolling ones somehow.
Okay. I'll keep the grenade. I'll see you at the table.
Well, I appreciate it, Millie. Hand me one of those beers while you're at it. What's drink to commemorate this hopefully wonderful union? And I stab it and shotgun it.
Yeah! High five.
I high five it, I slam it down, and then I walk away because it was probably piss beer.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, it was 100% a Steel Reserve.
Steel Reserve, oh boy.
Wasn't Pappy Van Winkle's carbonated whiskey?
No, we're not doing that again. All right, so I believe that was a good end to a scene, Joe.
Yeah, I would say so. All right, next scene, negotiating with the Void Clown and the Chuckalo Assassins.
Hey, Banshee, what accent am I dealing with today?
I was going to say Italian, but I think my Italian accent's so horribly bad, it'd be a crime, so...
Bonjour,
no. Brad Pitt from whatever the fuck that movie was. I can't remember. I'm just going to be Irish as I was. The solder's a little bit loose.
I mean, I guess we are about to talk with clowns.
Whoop whoop. Just, you know.
All right. That was us, like, soft opening into the scene.
So I guess I'm going to play an ICP song very loudly through the ship box's speakers as I pull into the... I mean, it's really how you know you're safe. It's kind of like a, you know...
You're telling them that... It's not pandering. You're just telling them that you're there to talk.
Yeah.
Spraying Faygo out the door, out the side.
Oddly enough, my cyber ears are malfunctioning.
A good choice. So,
who we're looking for again?
Void Clown.
Void Clown.
That's right. He's on the third floor of this 5-story building. And the building is full of juggalos. It's, on the one hand, pretty trashy, a lot of bad furniture, tables, Faygo everywhere. Very loud, bad rap music.
I actually set up for this beforehand with a backpack full of Faygo.
Okay.
So I'm just, like, handing out bottles to people as I head upstairs.
You get a lot of nods. Nods and hatchet chopping.
Whoop whoop, brother.
That's right.
See, Banshee, the trick to, like, going into an extremist situation is that you need to be able to talk to them on their level.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. You know, I just thought to be a genuine good human and had to make a way. And she just kind of...
I laugh and hand somebody a fucking Faygo.
A peach-flavored Faygo.
Peach.
I'm doing something wrong.
Could be pineapple.
Do they really have that?
I don't know.
No, I'm sure they do. I've got a pineapple in my backpack. It's all good. All right, anyways. So where's Voight Kampf?
He is at the top He's holding court, sitting in a big recliner. He's a very large man.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, my friend. Why do you come before me?
Well, first off, I have to offer you tribute. I have given a lot of these Fagos to your court. I understand that's important, but I also want to give you the vast majority of it. So I just, like, throw my backpack over my back.
No.
One of the sodas explodes.
Somebody gets sprayed in the face.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now I gotta go replace my makeup. I'll be back.
But, like, it's very much a sign. Like, I am doing this as a symbolic gesture.
You know the rules. Thank you for your donation. Put these in the fridge. Somebody scoops them up. takes them downstairs.
I definitely know the rules, sir.
He also knows the rules. So you can see inside of his mouth, he's got hardly any teeth left. All he drinks is fucking sugar water all day.
So, sir, we come to you because we have a tad bit of a problem on our hands here. It seems like the city has descended into turmoil.
Do you know the story of George II Violence?
Should I know the story of George II Violent? Is that a real person?
No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
This is a character I am making up. He is one of the Juggalo assassins.
I say, okay.
Who happens to know me personally.
Let's assume he does know it. You give me the details, and he will take the hint as it is meant.
George II Violent is a good man. He is somebody I respect. He is somebody who has helped me in the past. He is somebody who has helped my stories in the future. Last time I saw George II Violent, I specifically told him to get out of the situation he was in because I cared about George II Violent. Sir, do you care about the state of Los Ligeros?
I live here. We live here. It's our home. Of course we care.
That's why I'm asking. Now, do you know about what's going on, the beef between Nanolink and Cygen?
Yeah, we've heard of it. It seems pretty serious this time.
It's extremely serious. And that's why I am trying to get folks to help themselves out. And you two, your crew is the most neutral crew in all of Los Ligeros. So this is why I am asking you, the most reasonable people in Los Ligeros, to work as mediating influences for the other gangs.
I'm going to tell you two things, Craig. One, no one has ever dared say that the Juggalo assassins were the most reasonable people in any location ever.
What's that say about me?
Well, you must be insane, which I respect.
Whoop, whoop!
Now, we will do this thing, but not for free. What do you offer us? We care about the city. We live here, which is why we're willing to do this at all. But I cannot require the members to put their lives on the line without compensation.
Now, I can't offer you anything physical. I'm sorry. I would love to be able to pay for this. But do you know that motherfucker, Madison Sinclair? Oh, Madison Turner?
Chameleon, yeah, we know that jerk. He's not a fucking fan of ours, that's for sure.
Well, I have good news for you, my friend. We have him by the balls.
I see. He leans forward in his chair. How so?
Now, this is between you and me, and I am only saying it to you. What's his name again? Void Kampf?
It's Void Clown.
Void Clown. All right, Void Clown, this is between you and me, and it's because I know you. You are a smart man who keeps his mind to himself. He's hired us.
For this?
For this. and we came to you. Now, what does that say about your situation?
Well, that could be good or bad.
I mean, you could turn us down, and you'd be in the exact same spot you were before, but like...
That's true.
We actively sought you out. We have money.
How does this help us? Now, I want to fuck that guy over as much as the next citizen of Los Ligeros. But,
Let's be real, man. You and me are talking about the melting pot. We don't care about Los Ligeros.
Well, fine. We want to fuck this guy over because he's a piece of shit, and he doesn't do anything except use us. Now...
He is using us.
Well, yeah, of course he is. How do we? What do we get out of this usage? See what I'm asking you?
Void Clown, why do you think I would be talking to you? I am the most hated person in the melting pot.
I mean, yeah, no shit.
I know how to direct hatred. I'm just saying. Like, you want to do it, do it. Listen, we also have a pot. Now, Void, if you do me a favor, and you do what we need, which I really think you should, because it's important for the neighborhood, that'll be great. If you fuck over the chameleon while you're doing it, you'll get a bonus.
Listen, let me think on it, let me ruminate, marinate, and when you lay it out for me, and I'll get back to you.
Hey, man, do you really need to ruminate? Like, we've been good to you. Like, my crew has always been good to you.
Like, you have. But that doesn't mean there aren't other considerations. You're not the only, carrot in the stew here.
Oh, so you're gonna hang out with the fucking... the Phoenix Dawn or the Golden Eagles or whatever the fuck they are.
There's a lot going on.
Hey, man, like, I'm just saying, like, you've got... a lot going on, I get that, but you also have allies who have helped you out in the past and who have been reliable and who are offering you money.
Alright, so this is going to be roll time.
Yeah. What would this roll be?
It's probably going to be fast talk.
Yeah.
They'll agree to do what you want. Unless you're threatening him with violence, which seems unlikely.
Never.
Seems like I wouldn't go especially well right here.
That's at a fucking 11, though.
Nice. Yeah. All right, they will do what you want.
Hey, man, like, I understand your reluctance, but, like, keep in mind, I have been your friend and your ally for a long time, and I am offering you extra money.
All right. We're just doing security at this meeting, right?
No.
Okay, so what are we doing?
You're peacekeeping.
Mm.
So, right. Like, while security is important, it's more important to keep shit under wraps.
Alright.
I'd consider it, if I were you, I'd consider it more like modeling. Because the problem we've got here is, we got a bunch of wolves that are fighting right around this neighborhood. And, you know, this little girl, we'll call them the citizens, that it's a little Red Riding Hood out there. And, you know, the world needs some woodsmen. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to put together some woodsmen. You're going to be our model woodsmen, so to speak, and then we get everybody else in line, they toe-to-toe, and then we take care of the little girl, so to speak.
Banshee, I forgot you were a teacher before you became a race car driver, because no one ever talked about it.
Well, I'll keep that metaphor in mind. Now, unless you want to go to the next classical concert we're going to have tonight, I advise you to get moving.
The ICP rendition of Mozart?
And ICP is classical music to them.
Ah.
And they've got some reenactors coming in. It's a dangerous gig. If you do a good job, you get paid well, and they bring you back. If you do a bad job, they kill you.
Obviously, we should stay crazy.
We walk away to just, you notice and recognize miracles.
I think we should stay, Chris.
No. Like,
it's a good show of faith. What's are they going to be doing the acapella chicken hunting song?
Yeah. Who's going chicken hunting?
We're going chicken
hunting. I get dragged to a fucking ICP concert by Banshee.
That's right.
Yep, because I'm driving. So that's where we fade to black.
There's your complication.
That's right. The only thing he asks of you is hang around.
The Faygo stings my eyes.
They're spraying it everywhere. I can feel its chemicals eating into my skin. All right, so here's what you guys have set up. Nobody's talked to the Golden Phoenix yet. You have parlayed all of your payments today into the future. I just want to make you aware of this. That the way you've presented everything here, you're promising these folks future gains.
Yeah.
It's going to be on you to come across with those future gains. That means it's going to have to be action that you take to make that happen.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not going to fuck us up at all.
The Juggalo assassins are going to want a chance at the chameleon. They do hate his guts. The Screaming Eagles are going to want a chance to spread their influence more widely through Los Ligeros and have a shot at corporations. That's going to be a little... That one is a little more variable. They'll take information or technology or an actual, like, location. So that's what you're working with so far. You can keep doing that, but every time you do, that means you're going to have to, you know, do a physical thing to provide that to these folks before they live.
I mean, we still got to get the Golden Phoenixes to come to the table.
Unless, that's right.
Unless that was what the whole point of talking to the Juggalo Assassins was, so they could go talk them into it. But
no, the Juggalo Assassins were specifically mediators.
They're okay. Just mediators, and they're just trying there to make sure they don't fight each other. They're not great negotiators.
All right, well, I guess, do we all want to meet up and go figure out where the Golden Phoenixes are? Or do we have an idea where they're at?
Let's do it as a crew.
I agree.
I mean, don't know, you're not sure what their particular headquarters are, because you haven't really dealt with them very often.
Yeah.
So you know where the Juggalo Assassins are because you made a deal with them. You know where the Screaming Eagles are at. You made a deal with them. You haven't really interacted in a social way with the Golden Phoenix.
I contact everyone else and be like, "Hey, y'all, show up at my storage container so we can figure this out."
Okay.
All right. So, Joe, I'm spending one of my other holds.
Okay.
To find out about them.
Right, so...
In my weird-ass storage shed...
Private server that you keep cool with box fans and...
Yeah.
And dry ice. Mm-hmm. you can figure out where they're at. Mostly operate out of a... where do they operate out of? I'm going to say a Wendy's. Not actually, a not Wendy's.
You mean a Taco Bendy's?
A Taco Bendy's, that's right. I was going to say a Trudy's, but sure. That is in ownership of... Golden Phoenix LLC.
All right.
A fake company. And that's where they operate their stuff out of. They sell tacos very occasionally, but mostly have they mostly do cyberware stuff there.
I mean, I may have an in with the Golden Phoenix. I mean, I worked with them a long time ago. I can declare contact. Just use my declare contact this game, or one of my declares. All right, I want to declare contact, Joe.
Okay.
It's kind of the right hand of the Golden Phoenixes. His name's Pyre, P-Y-R-E.
P-Y-R-E. Okay.
It's specifically based on the video game.
That's right. And then let's say he owes me one because I helped him get some gear or some contraband gear.
Okay. That makes sense to me. Anyway, so, yeah. So, you know him. What's Pyre like?
He's the typical right hand of the king, basically. He just kind of acts as a vizier. He does the...
He's worm tongue.
Essentially. But he's not nearly as douchey.
Worm tongue, but wearing a flame bowling shirt?
Almost like a Guy Fieri shirt, yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to say it without actually saying it, but you know, you're right.
a guy fire shirt?
A Guy Pyre shirt.
A Guy Pyre shirt.
There you go.
There it is. All right, so do you want to meet him in a neutral location, or are you just going to say, get me an intro?
Meet him in a neutral location.
He's almost entirely chrome. He's got a human nose, and that's it. Julian.
Hey, Pyre, how's it going, buddy? I see you kept the nose. I mean, that's a good idea.
I like to smell things.
That's good. I mean,
I've got a real tongue, too. You know, smell and taste are related. Can't go to Flavor Town if you lose the nose or tongue.
Oh, if I couldn't taste any of Helen's pies, I'd just go ahead and put a bullet in my head now.
I hear you. I heard she's on the move. You know anything about that?
Yeah, I've heard she's trying. She's a little nervous about the whole war that's going on. She's thinking about stepping down, and she says she has a really good understudy. But I mean, at this point, I'm trying to either talk her into it or maybe buy into the franchise. So, but if she's really up on the person she's got coming in, then I'm for it. But it'd be sad to see her go.
All right, keep this under your hat. But if she's getting out, then it's just everything I told the boss is 100% right. This is a fucked up time to try and advance. We're just going to get killed out there when one of these two fucking corporations comes out on top.
Oh, see, that actually leads into what I was wondering. I was hoping you could potentially get us an audience with the big man. We've got some wheels going, some cogs turning, and we're trying to make some peace in between all of the potential factions involved against the corporation. So
it's a big ask, my man. It's a big ask.
Yeah, but we're stronger together. You guys are really good at the cyber side, and we got some friends that are good at some boots on the ground, and I think you guys could come to a good agreement and start taking it to the corporations before they decide to come and take your area.
I'll get you in. This is going to square it between us.
Oh, that's 100% fine.
And you got to be real careful. Boss thinks it's a great opportunity. I think he's dead wrong. But he thinks it's a great opportunity, and anybody who poo-poos that, he's been pretty mean with recently.
Well, hopefully we can get him to see reason and not send you all down in the metaphorical flames.
Yes, the only flames I want to see are on my shirt or coming out of my mouth when I eat, especially spicy wings.
That's right, man. The Taco Bendy's has some of the best spices ever.
You know, when you can't cry when you eat spicy food, it makes it much worse.
Does it?
Yes.
You might want to get that checked out. I mean, you might want to get
a somatic reaction.
He literally can't get it checked out. He's a fucking robot.
Yeah, he's a cyborg. It's his eyeballs. He doesn't produce physical tears.
There may be like the 3.0 upgrade that gives you physical tears.
That's a waste of coolant.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But hang in there, buddy. At least you can still smell it and taste.
Oh, I'll let you know.
All right, sounds good. You just let us know, and we'll come your way.
And shortly thereafter, he has a. He says, "Yeah, the boss will meet. It's he's gonna. He wants to. He wants you to meet at our place. So go over to the old Taco Bendy's."
Oh man, the old Taco Bendy.
And yeah, talk it over.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it. Yes, we are definitely square.
All right. Good luck. I won't be there because if something bad happens to you, I don't want to be connected to it.
Oh, I definitely understand that. With everything going on with all the corporations and everything else, just blame it on that.
That makes sense. Good luck. So, you know, you got your you're in.
All right.
Who's going to this? I will say this. This is a good opportunity for any techie type people or people real into vehicles, because that's two of the things they're into. Like, they care about that cyberware, and they do a lot of, they're not cars so much as, like, remote-operated drones and shit, but...
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, your whole car's a remote-operated drone.
So, yeah, I guess we'll watch an eye. Yep. Watch your seat there, watch. Craig was in the car, and he got a little sprit wet with the Faygo the other night.
You didn't put the tarp down? I mean, come on, that's rookie move.
Hey, that was not on me.
I'll sit in the back and pop the blow dryer attachment out of my cyber arm, just be drying off the seat while we're driving there.
It's all sticky. It's like the inside of a theater.
It was diet. I know, Craig, it was diet Faygo. It's not sticky.
Faygo zero.
It's the darkest of timelines.
Faygo zero. Jesus. That is the worst of all worlds.
Look, gentlemen, while we're making this ride, I've had this bit of an idea. Maybe we should, excuse me, lose my accent. The Faygo's coming up the works.
it burns my throat.
I really just think that we should probably just leave this city in a little bit better shape than we found it, so to speak. So, you know, perhaps we could, if we make money on it, this is great. I would love to have more money, but at the same time, if we could fix what we've broken, would that be so bad?
That's going to take more than one job.
I think that's kind of what we're trying to aim to do. We're trying to get both factions to go against either corporations or at least stop shooting each other. We've already started basically flip this gang house. So we're doing our part.
Out of character, what do we want to do as players?
We're trying to make a peace between two factions so they'll stop killing randos, and then maybe set up jobs against the corporations that are trying to kill them.
Okay.
How honest are you being with this attempt? Like, do you want them to succeed or you just not care?
No, I'd like for them to succeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I personally, or Craig personally, wants to make it look as bad as possible for one of the corporations.
Well, Sygen's the one that hates us the most because they actually know who we are.
Yeah, no, it's definitely Sygen because Sygen hates Craig too. I'm just telling y'all right now, I'm going to make shit worse.
We just need to start planning you faking your death getting out of the city. That's what you need to do. We need to give Mega Mullet some kind of a job afterwards. He wants him, his influence and stuff like that. Maybe we could find an alternative kind of job for his crew. You know, how moonshiners ended up making NASCAR, so to speak, just by, making souped up hot rods. Maybe we could find all the criminal elements. We're just going to send them to vocational school.
we resell Mega Mullet on the lie that is the American dream, and he starts gentrifying neighborhoods and putting up white picket fences.
Terrible. I will say that I don't think Mega Mullet is a white nationalist. He's just ultra American. He's a nationalist for sure.
So he's going to be all about moonshining if we spin it in that way. Be like, what America was built on? Moonshine.
And all honestly, though, guys, it's just kind of what I was thinking here, too, just as for my character and all that in general. We just started a war, and then we're sitting here, running around acting like, oh, hey, we're trying to fix everything. And we really mean that, but I think it should, like I said, if I even don't make a profit on this and the money goes to fixing other stuff and all that, that's, kind of the way I would like to see things as this thing drops to an end.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna make a profit, but we'll hire out people to fix the things up if we don't accidentally burn it down somehow. But either way, we're trying to broker peace, and I think that's a good way to start. How it devolves after that's how the roles are going to go, but. At the same time, I think we're going in with a good goal of trying to parlay. Because, we've got the Juggalos as our basically neutral party. We've got the the Golden Phoenixes we got to go talk to.
I really love that the Juggalos are our neutral party.
They're the only ones that really aren't trying to make a push.
I know, it's great. It makes sense.
So, the titular Golden Phoenix is a completely cyborged man, meeting you at the Taco Bendy's. He's sitting at the the plastic tabletop. The rest of them are behind the counter. They are ostensibly creating taco meals for you and him to eat.
Are we all meeting him? Or is
whoever is meeting him is going to meet him in this fashion.
Well, I know me, Watch, and Banshee should at least go in because of the cyber stuff and me being talky guy.
Yeah.
Is he fully chromed, but it's gold-tinted chrome?
Yeah, everybody in the Golden Phoenixes is gold-tinted chrome. It looks like he has actual gold plating. There's probably... You're an expert, not necessarily in cyberware, but in technological gear. And if you had to guess, you would say that the gold is plated on, and he's got more traditional cyberware underneath.
Well, yeah, it's good for heat dispersion.
Yeah. All right. Who else is going?
Brownie, you're going in, right? Chris, are you staying out in the car?
I'm out in the car.
Armor on the seats, getting all the sticky out.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice of you.
I'm just cleaning up, you know. Sometimes you got to take care of your friends.
So why am I still sticky? It's been 3 days.
The Faygo never goes away once you've been doused in it. It's a baptism in soda. Leaves you forever changed.
I have been reborn.
It leaves you forever whooped.
So you show up. He's sitting at the plastic tabletop in four seats that are like bolted to the ground. He's on one of them. He is a surprisingly small man, but his voice box is very robotic. He says,
"Sit down, gentlemen."
He just says in a robotic voice, "Fuck it, wee ball."
Maybe if he agrees.
It's very nice to meet you finally in person. I hear you are the keeper of the Great Flame.
Yeah, the Great Grease Flame. Show them the Grease Flame.
And they like pull a curtain back and.
Our mutual associate, Mr. Pyre, said that you would be willing to speak on a matter of importance.
You told me that you wished to speak to me, and it was indeed a matter of importance.
Yes, we are currently in a talks of a parlay between interested parties that may be willing to go up against the factions that... are terrorizing our streets in an effort to beat them back and potentially gain a foothold in their operation.
Who are these other interested parties?
The other interested parties are indeed the Screaming Eagles.
Fuck them.
They are very much boots on the ground, where you are the eyes in the sky and the phoenix in the ashes of the internet. So we're hoping that we can come to an agreement where they could be the muscle and you could be the behind the scenes, like the phoenix rising from the ashes.
He stands up and reaches, steps away from the chair, reaches over and pulls it out of the ground like it's nothing. It was definitely bolted in. He tears the seat off the top and then reaches down and pulls the column out.
Does it appear to you that we need muscle?
How about expendable?
That is a different story.
He puts the seat back down and sits on it. It's clear he's keeping it up. It's not keeping him up.
You're not wanting to sacrifice any of your people. No. So they are many and also expendable. So we could potentially, if we could potentially come to an agreement where you guys work behind the scenes, where they cause all the ruckus up front, and we could beat back these corporate assholes that are eventually going to you know, let's just be honest. Eventually, they're going to storm us with numbers because they have infinite amounts of people and infinite amount of resources. If we could get some of those resources for ourselves, maybe we could have more of a fighting chance, if not being able to sneak in and take them out from the inside.
I want Natalink.
Okay. I mean, you can pick whichever side. You can pick whichever one you want to go at. That's entirely up to you. We're just trying to get a united front against both.
No agreement needs to be reached now. We can reach it with the Screaming Eagles at a future date.
If I may. Look here, I've got a few questions for you. First off, before we get through this, I've been experimenting with a little bit of cyberware and all, and is there anything I could do that would keep me from having this kind of disassociated thing? Cause see, I do the remote control truck. It's out there. I mean, I'm technically out there right now. It's wonderful and all that. But when I really get into it, and I come out of it, I don't feel like I'm in my own body anymore. Do you have any advice for that? And then I have something to say.
This is a separate issue.
Yeah. From one person to another, because look, I mean,
you need updated cyberware. It is a cyberware fault.
That sounds good. See, I can't go to anyone else like that because, you know, there's some people that help you, and then there's other people who treat you, you know, when you have these upgrades, they treat you like you're an abomination, you know. And, you know, it's kind of rough. And, you know, we're dealing with the Screaming Eagles and such, and trying to put. Look. I'm going to be flat out with you, honest here. I think we got a good opportunity here to build something worthwhile. Because, look, like, they're sitting there, those two companies are going to be fighting against each other. So if we rise up from the ground and start showing people that what good we can do and whatnot, I mean, we'll get more favors. We'll get more business. We'll get more everything. Everyone around here is totally disenfranchised with what's going on. They need a hero. And look, we've got the Ultra Patriots. We got you all that have been uplifted. And, you know, I think this would be a good time for you to, someone like me and someone like you to, you know, make a good impression on people, you know. We'll win them over. Like, these games, you can't keep doing them forever. You know, there's, even back in the old times, the mobsters in Las Vegas turned out to run casinos at the tail end and legit, quotation marks. This is your opportunity to go legit. So that was my rambling Adam Banshee. But the general gist of it is, like, you know, there's a vacuum here of goodwill that we're going to try to fill with everyone. And if I had to make a fast talk roll with that, I don't mind doing that. And, you know, maybe we can move past criminal activities.
Right, the official criminal activities, legal criminal activities.
Yeah.
Immoral instead of illegal.
Like Adobe.
Yeah.
Does Watch have anything to say about that? Because he's on the CyberDep side.
I've got one play. I only know one thing. Rolled a 9 on my cyberware to have been engraving a phoenix holding a taco in one claw and a USB stick in the other onto a grenade that I hand over.
This works every time. Mm-hmm. Looks at it and nods and hangs it on a bandolier and says,
I will be at your meeting.
Right. So is this should I make a roll on this or are we good?
You should make a roll because it's going to determine how willing he is to like listen to fucking Mecha Mullet spout his nonsense.
Okay. Do I get a +1 for each one of them?
Absolutely. You do.
Okay. Well, that gives me a +3 forward. So. Here's why I roll a 6. Nope, that's a 10.
Hey!
I'm glad I had that +3 forward then.
Yeah, because it would have been a failure.
it would have been a mixed success.
Out of character, can we all just like take a moment to appreciate Adam's just pure fucking rhetoric there?
That was really
pretty
good.
Yeah.
That was really
so
good.
We're the same, and therefore you should listen to me.
I feel disassociated with everyone, and so do you.
I was afraid I was just like jerking the mic away from somebody on that there.
No, I was basically sitting there trying to figure out something to do, and then you stepped in with a perfect cover, and that was nice.
Well, it was good, man.
Well, thank you.
All right, so Where is it going to be?
I mean, Helens, right?
Yeah, I'll say neutral grounds, Helens. We can rent it out. Or go in after hours, if there is an after hours.
I think, though, if it does go tits up, though, then we run the risk of burning Helen, too, though.
Yeah.
You'll definitely burn Helen if you set up a negotiation there, and it goes as wrong as it could, and her shit gets blown up. Like, you're going to be on her shit list. She's not going to do anything to you, because she likes you, but that'll be it. Like, you're done.
Some other options are, any places that we've hollowed out with our poor activities that don't have their original inhabitants left in them. The tenement that we turned over to the people who are living in the sewer, if we want to, you know, just use familiar ground.
I mean, they still live there.
I didn't say they didn't.
We haven't really hollowed out any places. We've, like, turned murder basements into less than murder basements.
So we've gentrified murder basements? Is that what you're telling me?
More or less, but even then, like, it's not great.
Mm.
Like, it's not so much Saw, it's Saw light.
I think the housing thing, though, would be a nice symbol of what we're trying to do with the rebuilding and whatnot. So it's kind of a symbolic, like, you're here on, as we're christening the ground on what could possibly, you know, be this beneficial legal crime venture.
Oh, I agree. And I think that's our best bet. Because, one, we've used it as housing for, you know, sewer people, essentially. For
disenfranchised people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could also have it at the soup kitchen, but then there's going to be a bunch of people who go there for food they need to live.
Yeah. I say we do it at the row house that we know. Because we know the ins and outs of it if things go bad.
Like the beach. We had a session in first season of this where we ended up, like, Oceanside and whatnot. So I think something like a beach or something like that.
That's true.
Do we have any type of storage or any place that, any, like, inside place that we could meet near a beach and not just on the beach? Because security would be terrible.
Yeah. I mean, there's the old sailing club up at the far end of the pier.
We basically need some place for the neutral parties to keep watch.
All right.
An open beach would be horrible, cause especially during a corporate war.
We're near Seattle. We could use the derelict Space Needle.
You could use the derelict Space Needle. Drive down to Seattle. It's out of everybody's territory. Since Los Ligeros is just part of the mega...
The Greater Seattle Megaplex.
Well, I'm sure that they're not going to be rolling in with their entire gang. You know, just representatives of each faction. Because if all the gangs come in, it's going to be a powder keg.
I think we can put that off till next time. All right, so I'm just going to call it there. Everybody have a good night, and we'll get together next week, hopefully full crew, and we'll have the conference. And then the shit you got to do to make the promises you made happen.
I feel like it's going to go well. Like, we can talk our way into it. I'm just not sure if we can talk our way out of it.
All right.
All right. Well, good night, Internet.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Yeah.